India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Finally have found some time for us to have some chit-chat with them regarding the Nach Baliye finals. We are all very excited to see this very, very, very beautiful and sensational couple to perform to their best. And we hope that they get what they want. And we also wish them all the best. So, welcome Hussain and Tina.
Thank you so much.
Pehle to aap hume ye bataiye ki how was your overall experience in Nach Baliye so far?
Well, shocking, surprising, exciting, at times tiring. So we've faced quite a lot in the past 12 weeks and more actually. But all in all, it's fun. It's now become a part of our life. You know? You can't really take much value away from us now. Though we already, it's going to be over now in a week's time. It just feels too good. You know, I mean, every day you're going to be like deciding about something as to what's going to happen next. You're thinking over what's going to happen next. There's excitement because you've got to perform every Wednesday.
Right.
So, yeah, it's fun all the way.
Okay. So, how did you come across Harshal and Vittal? How did this connection happen?
We were just lucky enough, I guess. Every photographer had been given a number. And then, you know, they had this wheel of fortune kind of a thing where they just, and every couple was just supposed to stand. And we just stood there and they just, go out the wheel. And once that happened, I mean, we got our number and that number was luckily Harshal and Vittal. So we were just lucky enough to get their number actually. It was just kind of a lucky draw, you can say.
Yes, I think that really was lucky. I think they are so very talented, but they have somebody like you as to teach. You are a fantastic dancer, but I think they had to work on Tina. So from the very beginning we have been hearing that, you know, Hussain is really, really good. He's so good. But Tina is not really as good as Hussain is, but still she, you know, managed to keep going. So
I think
in fact,
if
Kunal,
he reversed the roles. If you reverse roles, then if I had to be Tina and Tina had to be Hussain, I still would not have been able to do what Tina did, you know. Because I think it's really difficult for anybody who's a newcomer, who's not faced cameras and not faced audiences and a big platform like Naj Palier performing in front of a crowd, judges. I mean, any normal person would be tense, would be completely, you know, your confidence has got to be really high to do something like that. And I was in fact surprised that, you know, I thought that Tina would not be able to manage it all that well. But to my surprise, she really did well. So, I mean, in fact, I would give her more marks than what I would give myself.
You know what, Hussain? We have had fans on India forums who were more happy to see you perform in the quarterfinal. That rope dance was exceptional. I mean, I myself haven't seen something like it. I haven't had the fortune.
We've got the maximum response for that dance.
Yes, I mean, it was amazing. So, didn't you think once, even once when you were performing that, oh my God, this can actually go very wrong?
It can. We have done already a couple of dances where things could have gone wrong and we would have been out of the competition. But the first 4-5 rounds when we were just dancing and we thought that we were not really doing anything wrong, so to say, but people were not really excited about our performance. You know,
right.
I mean, though our fans were really happy for whatever we did, they were always very happy. But apparently, the people around there were not really very excited about it. And then we said that we have to create the shock value. And it actually motivated us to work more harder than what we were actually doing. And basically work harder in the sense, it's not that we were not working harder earlier, but we had to come out with some new concepts. We had to come out with something which is extremely different. Not that anybody else has done before, and not that anybody has seen before. So we did try our hand something like that, and by God's grace, we were successful enough in doing it.
How long did it take to master that rope thing?
We only had a week's time, so you can say that's all that we had. Out of a week, one day goes away in shoot, and one day goes away in choreography, you can say. So apparently, you only left about 5 days.
Wow,
and that's tonight because the entire day goes away in shooting. So he only left it some 5 odd nights.
5-6 hours, yeah. Oh my God. I think that was amazing. Some people have been pointing out that somewhere, I mean, though you scored a perfect score in the semi-finals, but somewhere you lost a few steps somewhere. That's what the fans have
In the start I did. I was supposed to cover the stage a little more, and I was not able to. We were facing this problem, you know, the technical, but unfortunately, because we were doing 2 dances, we didn't really have that much of time. And we were trying to, we knew that there was a problem. I thought I will, but I didn't. Apparently something went wrong that day, and I could not really cover my quarter's amount of state that I should have covered, and I fell short of that. Is why my step started late, and but I think I covered up after that. It was about step or two which went off feet.
Right. So,
but then the marks for the entire concept, marks on that. At times, missing a beat or two does not make that much of a difference. As long as you catch up. I mean, doing a mistake is not a problem. How you catch up is what matters most.
Absolutely. In dance, it's very important. I mean, and the concept actually has come across so well. I believe that really worked. Now, across the globe, you have fans who are requesting their Indian friends to vote for you on their behalf. Would you like to give a message to all your fans that have been following you every step?
It has been really good because, you know, we have fans who have been messaging us, calling us, who have been sending their emails saying that, you know, we are feeling so sad and pathetic that we are not staying in India and we are out of town and, you know, we can't really vote for you. But is just the sheer love which comes across, you know, that even if they're not there, they want to do something for us, and they're like, you know, telling their friends or telling their relatives, family, that please vote for them, please vote for them. It just surprises you that you are so far. I've not even met them ever, but still I feel there's a bond, and such a strong bond. It feels great, guys. Thank you so much.
In fact, our admin Sri, she has been contacting you. She said when your performance was going on TV, she messaged me and said, Mini, you know what? I never ever cry, even on the tearest of soap when I see, but I really had tears in my eyes when I saw the performance that Hussain Tina gave in Bharat Humko Jaan Se Pyara Hai. I think that was a reaction you got from
many
fans.
Many of them.
I mean, in fact, you crossed across. There are many people who haven't followed you as an actor, but they have followed you as a dancer. And that's where you have got your new fans from. So I think that's really great. And thank you for that performance.
I have to thank my choreographer for that. I think the entire credit goes to them. Unfortunately, it's good that we have seen doing it, but they are the guys who are guiding us, you know, and seeing to it that what we come up with is different, nice, good, and they feel very happy when we get such reactions from people. It just makes them feel proud as well.
Okay. Now, fans are going crazy in the forum as the grand finale comes closer. So, can you share with your fans a bit of what to expect in the grand finale?
There is competition, no doubt, and we are trying our level best to be as good as possible, and we are working hard. It's not that we've taken it any easily, but we definitely, you know, we are looking that we've got this much time and we've got so much to do and put in as much effort as possible, because now it's, you know, you reach the final stage, so you don't want to let anybody down, nor your choreographers, nor the people who love you, not our fans, not ourselves as well. So we are going to put our best foot there, best foot down, and we pray and we hope for the best, and I have full faith in my fans. I'm sure that because now everything is on audience votes, it all depends on them. If they feel that yes, we deserve to win, then I'm sure they'll see to it that we win.
You do deserve to win. I mean, I'm not taking away anything from Yash Gauri. I think you have really, really, you know, competitors as it goes. They are wonderful dancers as well. And I think we are going to see really, really good competition in the finals. But we do hope the best for you guys. And you have given so much in terms of dance and, you know, and you have shown us so many new things. So you deserve it. You deserve every bit of it. Okay, Hussain, now can I go over to Tina, please?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Tina.
Hi,
it's Mini here. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. First of all, I must congratulate you on your performances that you have been giving. You have come out to be exceptional. People just love you, and you have gone from Hussain's wife to Tina.
How sweet is that?
I know
about their forums, the people and the Tina fan club. I've not got an opportunity to visit it yet. But I do hope as soon as Najpalya gets over, I will come and chat with all of them. It's really, really sweet of it. And I know the person who has started that fan club is not even from India. So it feels very, very nice.
Wonderful, Tina. So, how does it feel? We all know, you have said so in so many times on Najpaliye that when you started, you are not an actress, you have never faced a camera, and you are not, you were not as good as Hussain was in terms of dancing. So, how did you come into it, and then how did you catch up? What special did you do that you have come to become what you are? As Kunal said, who Tina to Tina?
No, nothing of that sort, Mini. I still like to correct the statement. It's not that I was good and I have become as good as Hussain. It is still that Hussain is far superior in dancing as compared to me. I take a lot of time to learn, and again, all credit goes to the choreographers, Harshal and Vithal. They have really, really taught me how to do a particular step, and I know the kind of efforts they put in to teach me that step, and how they break up each and every step to teach that particular step to me, and then I catch it, and then the way they polish it. So all the credit goes to them. They've been exceptional, and we've been extremely, extremely fortunate to have Harshal Vithal with us. and they're amazing gems of people. Yeah.
Yes, and they are so talented. It's amazing. They have given us, I think, in terms of dancing, they have given us something new to watch every time. That is something so commendable. Every time we saw something really good, we thought, okay, now what else can they do? And they would come up with something again. it's amazing.
Exactly. That's what even we kept telling them. Now what? Now what? And the next day when we reached there, he used to come up with something new. So we were like, oh my God, now how the hell do we do this? So Harshil was like, you trust us, na? So we were like, yeah, of course we trust you. So like, we trust you all. You all trust us. So there's no way that, you know, and we are ready to take the risk. Mm-hmm. So that the best part was all four of us together were always prepared to take the risk of being eliminated. But we always wanted to do something different. That was a challenge to us by itself, that whether we can carry off something so difficult or something so different from what the others were doing.
Absolutely. So, Tina, the rope dance, I think so far, I mean, finals were good, but the rope dance was something completely out of this world. So, how did that concept come about and how long did you take to master that? And, I mean, did you for even once think, oh my God, this is just too risky?
Yeah, it was when Harshal Vithal told us about the rope dance, we were like, you know, thinking that how do we manage it, because every time we did a step, you know, the rope was, it's a very tight rope. You have to like really put in all your power. Though the song was very romantic, you had to put in all your power as to pull that rope. So we were like, how do you expect us to look romantic and, you know, use power at the same time? So he was like, that's the trick. You'll have to execute it. And when they would show it to us, everything looked so simple. So we were like, okay, let's go ahead and do it. Though I always thought, Hussain and me always wanted to do a slow romantic number, which we not got to do because in the romance round also we tried to break away from our goody-goody image and, you know, come up with some shock value. Mm-hmm. So, when they showed it to us, it was so beautiful that we couldn't say no. We knew it was a risk, and you won't believe, Mini, on Tuesdays, Wednesdays is the day we generally shoot. On Tuesday at the technicals, you know, we've always been like, you can say 99% prepared to do our dance for Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
But this particular dance, we did our technicals just twice, and I was like, I don't think it's happening. Instead of going on giving technicals over here, it's better we go back to the rehearsal hall and rehearse. And our technicals are generally at 9:30, 10 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, we left and we came to the rehearsal hall, and I was really nervous, saying that, oh my God, now this is not happening, and we're going to get eliminated tomorrow and stuff. So it's from there, 10 o'clock till 3:30, 4 in the morning, we have sat and polished every single step, every single expression, then also we weren't very confident. It was the first time on Wednesday that I went back to the set and went back on the stage to rehearse for the very, very first time in all these episodes. On a Wednesday, just before the show was about to start, I went and rehearsed again on stage. So it was really, really tough. I think it was even worse than the blindfold, because of course blindfold was our toughest dance, so to say, because we couldn't see anything.
Oh yes, oh wow, that was even like, you didn't lose a beat. We were all amazed and astounded. I was like, they can't even see each other, and how do they, how do they lift their left hand at the same time?
that was all a mind game. Again, we only had music to our reference, that we both knew that on this beat, this hand had to go up, and on this beat, this hand had to go like this. And that was a mind game completely.
But then, you know what? Amazing thing was, you separated and you came back in the same line. It was not even like going up and down. Oh,
you don't know what that feeling was when we came back, and you know, there was this step, I don't know if you've noticed, where at the end we come back and we start doing a step where we know that we are back together, and you don't know how great it felt when, you know, we touched each other. Absolutely amazing. We were like, okay, now hopefully everything has gone right. So that was how it felt. It was mind blowing.
It was mind blowing. Yes. So yes. I think that was really. I mean, all the performances have been great in themselves, all of them. But I think what we came to see in the rope dance, or what we came to see in that blindfold, is something very different we haven't seen so far. So I guess the expectations for the finals go even up now. So how are you preparing for that?
Finals, there is nothing much as such as far as concepts are concerned, because the channels themselves have given us a medley of songs, and they have told us very clearly that it has to be only dance. So we are going to just come. It's going to be a 14-minute act with Yash, Gauri, Hussain, Tina, all four of us together on stage at the same time.
Okay.
So there is going to be no concept as such. Basically, everyone just has to come and dance, and it's going to be a 14-minute act. So we're just trying to build in all the stamina we can in this 2 weeks that we have.
Right.
It's about 12 days that we have. Yeah.
So you, as a conceptual dance, I think the rope dance was the last, and you saved the last for the. I mean, best for the last. I mean, almost the last.
I don't know whether you saw the semis. We did the Hindu Muslim match.
The Bharat Hamko
Jaan Se Pyara Hai was a lovely song that we danced to, and unfortunately, the impact that it gave to the live audience did not show that much on television. Even I watched it. And I myself didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed performing it. And I know how teary-eyed we were over there, and how teary-eyed every person in the audience was. So unfortunately, the impact didn't come out as much on the television as it did in the live audience. So I just wish I could perform for each and every one again, because that was a message that Hussain and me wanted to give since a long time. And as Sarojji rightly put it, that this is what is actually happening in our country these days. So,
right. You know what, Tina? I just told Hussain that I'm going to tell you again. Sri, our admin, who was contacted you. She actually, we were at that time chatting, and she went to see the serial episode, and came back and messaged me like, "Mini, you know what? I'm crying. You won't believe the performance right now Hussain Tina gave. I have tears in my eyes. It was so
how sweet is that.
I can send you that chat. I have it saved. I mean, that was even the time. She just finished watching it and she messaged me that I have tears in my eyes watching that. And
I really thought it didn't connect that well with the audience on television, because the impact in the live audience was completely different. So I'm so happy that at least I got to know that it did have that much of an impact to the general audience as well.
Yes, it did. I mean, maybe not all, but I think so many of them have been affected, and they love you for that. Across the globe, you have fans who are requesting their Indian friends to vote for you on their behalf. So do you have any message for them?
All the fans have been extremely sweet. I'm fortunate that I have been able to connect with them through the internet and through Hussain, obviously. I speak with them, I chat with them. But I'd just like to thank each and everyone who votes for us and who loves us so much. I know there are people who are out of India who love us equally and unfortunately can't vote for us. And so they've been requesting all the Indian friends to vote, and that's really, really sweet of you guys. And as they all know that the finals is only on audience votes. So once again, I'd only request them that have faith in us. And if you all think we do deserve the Nach Baliye crown, then please do vote for us.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for the sweet words. You're such a sweet person, and I love talking to you. I wish you all the best. And I think you and Hussain, as well as Herschel Vittal, have given us something very, very special and something we'll cherish for years to come. So I can't tell what's going to happen in the final, being an audience.
Yeah.
But I truly, on behalf of India Forums, wish you guys all the best. Whatever you get, you have got till now, you deserve every bit of it.
Thank you so much, Mini, and thank you for having us over.
Okay, Tina, I'll not hold you back anymore. You need to go back to rehearsals, I guess. So you take care and all the best.
Thank you, Mini.
Okay, bye, then. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Let me see you put your hands up, cause it's all the brothers in the house, so come on, let me hear you say, say, all the ladies in the house tonight, let me see you put your hands up, cause it's all the brothers in the house, so come on, let me see you put your hands up, cause it's
na sharma mere mahi, to niga ki na socho e nach baliye, lootenge baba hi, chale rang jamate nach baliye. शर्मा मेरे माही दुनिया की ना सोचो नच बलिए लूटेंगे बाबा ही चल रंग जमाते नच बलिए
On the floor with your pretty sunny, yeah. Let the rhythm flow with a nacho bali, yeah. Shake your booty a little hot, yeah. And move like a jacket, nacho bali, yeah.
Hello, milke yun chume, tu saath hai mere nacho bali, yeah. Aise pal ka sar ghume ghume kahe dekhne wale.
Nacho bali, yeah. Say we gonna know this. Shake your body to the ground and you got it all around. When you hear the sound, you jump, put it in the air. Let me see you wave your hand like you never did again.
Nacho bali, yeah.
Nach Baliye 2 has reached the ultimate stage. We are well into the grand finale and the countdown has begun. Kaun hoga number 1? So let's not waste any time and talk to the most hard-working jury number 02, Yash Tonk and Gauri.
Thank you so much.
So Yash and Gauri, how was your... Alright.
Yeah.
How was your overall experience in Nach Baliye?
It's a fantastic experience. Believe me, for last 3.5-4 months we've been dancing. It's great fun. It's very tiring though, definitely, because dancing for 4-5 hours every day and then shooting in the morning and rehearsing in the evenings becomes really tiring at sometimes, but we really enjoy it.
I'm sure it must be hard. Okay.
Yeah.
Every round you tried something different except the Latin American team. So which amongst all of them remain your personal favorite and why?
My favorite is Dawn. That was a comedy round. My first, yeah.
Dawn. I knew it.
There was a first performance where we got 30. And where we got 6 CTs from Saroj Khan.
I know, you were just mind-blowing in that performance and the concept was amazing. How about One Love, that hip-hop theme which you adopted?
that was like, you know, very enjoyable kind of a performance. I just went with the mood and the rhythm of the song, and it just happened. It happened, you know, such performances happen once in a while.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
We were just mind blowing. And what is it about Latin American which you like so much?
You know, our choreographer is really good in salsa. He's really mind blowing in that. And actually all Latin American dances. So in the beginning when we started off, so he asked us, can I do salsa? I said, yeah, listen, I've never tried my hands in this. But probably like before, we'd rehearse for 4 days and then we did the act and it really came out very, very good. So then we got the opportunity to perform on a couple choice. So I only told him, let's do something like that. You know, I really enjoy that kind of a dancing. So we tried again in that. We tried to mix some more Latin American dance in that.
It was really good. I mean, we really enjoyed seeing your Latin American dance. I mean, you just kept going, and the way you made Gauri dance to your tune, it was amazing.
Thank you.
There were times when things were not going right. Mehnat karne ke baad bhi marks nahi milte the. Which ki bahut ho gaya hai, you know. We had it. So, like, what was the foremost in your mind as you prepared for the round?
you know, in the beginning when we started off, we were like really very immature because we didn't know the format that much.
Okay.
You know, what kind of a performances judges are looking forward for. We thought, okay, this is a song, let's dance on it. But there's so many things involved in one particular performance because you're doing a stage show where your costumes has to be correct, your costumes has to be coordinated accordingly. You know, both of us as a couple should look good. The dance should be according to that. So there a lot of things like that. So we start realizing in after first, second round, you know.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the maturity has come with time? As in, like, you know, you like more conscious about the performance and you're like working more hard to impress the judges and the audience. So with time, you went with the flow, is it?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, you know, when we started taking each round very seriously, we thought, okay, let's not think, let's not aim big, let's take each round the way it comes. You know, sometimes you had a Western round, sometimes you had a comedy round, sometimes you had a romantic round. So we took up each round very seriously.
Okay, so did you ever think that you're going to be in finals? Nach Baliye Grand.
Okay, no, I never thought.
Okay, but a last episode, Malaika said that when she saw you in the first round, she was not too happy. But now that comment is history, as we all know. So you have been given the title of most hardworking couple in Nach Baliye. So how did you manage to change the opinion, Yash?
You know, we just surprised them. You know, suppose if one round goes really bad. So we always come up with really very strong round next time. So it always happened that way. We really worked hard there because we thought we have made a mistake now. We really made a mistake in Western round once. We tried this song, Rock and Roll. So then we thought, you know, we have to do things so that we can take the attention from the judges to stay in the competition.
I think the Dawn round just changed the opinion of everyone. I mean, you know, then you felt that, okay, fine, we're like back in the competition and we can, you know, just... We can like
yeah, that round
just changed the opinion of everyone. I mean, Yash and Gauri were recognized as a dancer then, is it?
Yeah, that round changed our mind also. we start believing that yes, we can get 30 out of 30. We
yes, we can get Saroj Khan ki CT.
yeah.
Okay, aapki kaun sa sabse favorite judge hai? Is it like Saroj Khan, Kunal Kohli and Malaika? Which judge do you really like the best?
You know, I'll be diplomatically correct. I like all three.
I think that's the safest answer, huh? Okay, so what are your finals for your preparations? Fans are going crazy in India forums as the grand finale comes closer. Can you share with your fans a bit of what to expect in the grand finale?
You know, believe me, my whole aim for finale is I want to entertain my audience, the people who are watching it. They should get entertained and happy. Okay. The people they are voting for, they are just voting. Their voting is not going vain and they should get entertained. And ek hota na hamare yahan pe bolte hain ki paisa vasool performance honi chahiye. So it should be like that. So I'm aiming for that.
And well, across the globe, India Forum fans are definitely voting for you, Yash. Koi SMS kar raha hai, toh koi online voting kar raha hai. So would you like to give a message to all your fans across the world as they have been following you every step, every Monday and Friday? They have lived Nach Baliye along with you. So Yash, aap kya message dena chahte ho? What do you want your, like, you know, just motivate your fans with your message so that they continuously vote for you on Monday, your live performance?
I just want to tell them that I love all of them so much. And believe me, because of the support, we have reached finals. And I won't let them down. I definitely want to work hard for the finals.
Okay, Yash. Thank you so much. And we really, really sincerely hope in India Forums, all the members send their good wishes to you. And we sincerely hope that may the best couple win. And may God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yash, for taking out your time. We really know that you've been ultra busy performing. And all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Put your hands up like you just don't care it. Put your hands up like you just
pretty sunny, yeah. Let the rhythm flow, we can natch your body, yeah. Shake your booty a little hot, yeah. And you move like a jack, yeah. Natch your body, yeah. Natch your body, yeah. So we go low, no, yeah. Shake your body to the ground and you turn it all around. When you hear the sound, you jump, put it in the air. Let me see you with your hand like you never did a kiss. So what, so what? Anytime in
the party. India, India, India. Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.